Life is made up of moments. We interviewed a man once who'd fallen off a bridge in Indiana who said the old belief is true. His life had flashed before him before he hit the water. It was a series of portraits of moments flipping by that he said he tried to stop and capture with his flailing hands. I remembered that man when word came this week that Josef Karsch had died at the age of 93. In 1941, Josef Karsch was a studio photographer in Ottawa, snapping prim, gray official portraits of Canadian bankers, businessmen, and members of Parliament. Winston Churchill came to Ottawa to rally support for Britain's war against Adolf Hitler. London seemed a long way off from Alberta in those days. Many Canadians had to be convinced that Canadian boys should risk their lives for their colonizer. Mr. Churchill was between meetings when he was steered into a side room to have his picture taken by Josef Karsch. The Prime Minister was busy and piqued over so frivolous an interruption. He snapped at Josef Karsch, "You have just 2 minutes." The Prime Minister lit a cigar. Josef Karsch leaned over and snatched it out of one of history's most eloquent mouths, saying, "Forgive me, sir." And then he snapped his shutter. Winston Churchill's irritability looked like indomitability in Josef Karsch's lens. His petulance looked pugnacious. His scowl seemed to say, "Don't tread on me." You could see in that isolated moment some of the jowly, growly, plain bulldog pluck that would save England and the world from being overrun. Life magazine paid Josef Karsch $100 for that photograph. It has become one of the most widely reproduced portraits in history. Now, today you might wonder, what if Josef Karsch had instead said, "Please place your cigar aside, sir, and we'll proceed when you're ready." What if Winston Churchill had asked, "May I smoke in here?" Or what if Josef Karsch had tried to amuse the Prime Minister like a toddler in his studio into cracking a smile? "Just say cheese, Mr. Churchill." Given a moment, Josef Karsch struck an indelible image, and given that instant of achievement, he confirmed his artistic gift with another 50 years of signature portraits: Hemingway, Casals, Nehru, Eleanor Roosevelt, and Albert Einstein, his unruly hair looking like exposed, exquisite nerves. A portrait by Josef Karsch was considered more enduring than having your portrait on a coin. Money, after all, fluctuates in value. Karsch portraits only increase. If we are fortunate, most of our lives will have extraordinary moments, often unexpected. It is a blessing to be able to recognize them, to capture, and sometimes, like Josef Karsch, create those moments, is art.